Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. These cups of encouragement are really designed to take a piece of scripture or a concept that scripture gives us direction on and unpack it so you might be encouraged by the word of God today. Today, I want to talk about responding, how we as followers of Jesus should respond to trials and temptations in our life. Now, trials are a time for us to draw closer to God, to lean on Him, and to seek His will. I mean, the book of James in chapter 1 says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he'll receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love Him." And James 1:4 reinforces that and says, "And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Friends, Christians are refined by God in the trials He's allowing us to experience. And it's pretty easy to become fearful or doubt-filled or anxious as we wait for maybe a doctor's report or a job or a prodigal child or a fleeing persecution. We're reminded we're to count these things as joy, but honestly, it's so hard to do that because trials in God's eyes are opportunities for us to learn to glorify Him. Now, by contrast, the Bible uses one word over and over and over again when telling believers how to respond to temptation. Are you ready? It's the word that I don't know why I'm not better at this, and the word is flee, F-L-E-E, not E-A, right? So flee youthful passions, 2 Timothy says. Flee from sexual immorality, 1 Corinthians says. Flee from idolatry, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 says. And the list could continue on and on. It doesn't mean that temptation and trial comes along and they're not going to be struggles, but that it's not going to be difficult. There's no promise that difficulty we avoid as a follower of Jesus. If anything, the struggle becomes more apparent in our life. It will be, but when the Christian sees temptation and trial at the door, we should fight to avoid the snare. There's a blessed reminder in 1 John 1:9 that says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Jesus died, and we are forgiven if we will come to Him in repentance. Understanding all this, it can be difficult sometimes to discern when we're being tempted and when we're being tried. Sometimes the temptation comes in the midst of the trial, wanting to respond in anger rather than in a Christ-like fashion. And ultimately, the best way, friend, to discern between trials and temptations is to take the advice of that old hymn writer, Joseph Scrimmage, when he said, "Take it to the Lord in prayer." Go to God with your trials and your temptations, and listen to me, friend. When you leave that at His feet, He will give you clarity and direction to guide you in His best. He can use all these things. He'll never tempt you, but He will allow temptation to happen, and He will most definitely allow trials in our life so that we are strengthened through them, and we can know He will carry us all the way through and bring Him glory and us good. Friend, today, grab hold of that and enjoy. Recognize God's growing you up because He loves you so much. Thanks for joining us on this weekday podcast, and I trust you have the greatest day ever. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.